Downtown is thrilled with the response thus far to a pedestrian mall created by blocking Water Street off to vehicular traffic. The mall was officially open last Friday, and despite the weather, people started flocking to the area to see the sights on foot, bike, and skateboard. Galen Gulliver of Downtown St. John says the idea was sparked by a picture of a similar pilot project 50 years ago. She spoke with VOCM's Linda Swain.
Why haven't we thought about this before?
Well, it actually was thought about before. I mean, there was a pilot project that happened in 1969, and I think a lot of the listeners out there may have seen that picture of that mall that was going around on social media. But what a lot of people never saw probably was the report that came after that said, while it looked great and all that sort of stuff, it really never boosted sales of businesses. Matter of fact, at the time, it reduced sales. So people went down and walked around, but it didn't transfer into people buying stuff. And over many years, well, the idea came up again, but it wasn't something that a lot of people had an appetite for. And even up to last year, it really wasn't, because there was a group who were interested in holding an event on a Saturday, and we went out and polled our members. And our members are wide and varied, too, and it's very different. People have different needs. I think that's one thing you have to understand. We have everything from oil companies to small law firms, other business offices, dentists, you know, retail, industrial, and there's, of course, restaurants and stuff, too, right? So we polled our members last year, and, you know, they still weren't willing to close the street, basically, you know, for events, because weekends and Saturdays had traditionally been where downtown makes its bread and butter. So you can't blame people. And plus, people who are operating other businesses down there, you know, it was a whole pile of logistical issues. What happened now is that the world switched. It changed in an instant. And, you know, what is possible, you know, now that wasn't considered before, that is now necessity, you know, has come to fruition. So, you know, this was basically born again out of a desire and a need to have a capacity and social distancing measures addressed, you know, within various restaurants and for the public in general, of course. And when, of course, this picture surfaced on social media, the public support behind it, of course, alleviated fears, I'm sure, of a lot of businesses that people would support it and not get caught up in the fact that we were losing some parking and so on and so forth. So the timing and the climate and, you know, was right for us to, you know, for the city to try it again, of course, and the city came to us looking for our assistance to make it happen as well.
So did it work out for the restaurants? Did they see that capacity increased?
If you walk, take a street, walk of the street down there, you're going to notice that there is some absolutely amazing decks and patios that are built down there, and they look lovely, and it creates a real good vibe and energy downtown, and the decks and the patios were full. And I mean full in a good way, and I don't mean full as in an overcapacity or non-social distancing way. I mean people were out there and they were actually using it. So, you know, it was great to see. Really was, and hopefully it'll help, because businesses have had a hard time. I mean, all businesses downtown, most of what's down there is independently owned and operated. We have very few, you know, chain stores or, you know, not just stores, but any other kind of businesses. And so people needed it. I mean, after a rough winter with snowmageddon and terrible snowfall on top of it, and then this pandemic, it certainly hasn't been easy. So it's nice to see downtown business getting, you know, a little boost.
Will you consider doing this again going forward, perhaps when, you know, the tourism season is better than what it is this year?
Well, maybe that's just it too. I mean, we don't even have any tourists and people are down there. But you know what? It's our downtown. It's actually the provincial downtown. We're the capital city, and, you know, it should also be things there for locals, too, because we only have tourists 2 months, 3 months of the year. You know, we do have some on shoulder seasons, but the majority we're having here in the summer. So downtown really needs to be, for the most part, you know, something for locals. And if locals find it fun and find it a great place to be, you know, tourists will follow. But back to your question about for other years,